DBA Mobile.
DBA, KN4VWA.
4VWA, KB4CBA. How you doing, Steve?
Yahoo! Half a minute every day. Hey, did you figure out how you could try that antenna out?
I decided not to purchase that, so I'm just gonna stick with what I got, and so there.
Well, I wasn't gonna sell it to you. I was gonna let you try it out, Dingleberry.
That's gonna be a lot of trouble, and I taking that thing apart and put it back together, and I'm not sure. I'm afraid it would draw too much attention, especially with it having to be guided. So I'd just rather not take the chance, because if they see that one, then they're going to make me take them all down.
Yeah, there is that chance, and that's the fun of living in a controlled neighborhood.
I might give them a little grief about it, but I'm not really sure they can do that, but nobody said anything, so everybody's happy. So as long as everybody's happy, I mean, it's been up there. I don't know, maybe Phil could tell you when we shot it up there, but I say it's grandfathered in by now.
Grandfathered in, baby. Man, I found that out a long time ago. One of my neighbors did something, and then some guy from up north moved into the neighborhood. He jumped all over it just because he didn't like it. Nobody else in the neighborhood said anything about it. He didn't like it, so he pressed it, made him take it out.
Jeez.
Now you know why I live out in the country, and I do whatever I want.
That I was in a scratchy spot, evidently.
And now you know why I live out in the country, where I can do whatever the heck I want.
We really wanted to move, but the problem is to get a house like we want, we'd have to move to Sensibleville, Fountain Inn area. My wife does not want to live down there, and she's got to work a few more years, and she doesn't want that drive to work, and I don't blame her. I mean, I did it for five years, I guess, with John Finger, and driving from Traverse Rest to the motor mile, it takes you 30 minutes for a 15-minute drive. I tell you, it is really frustrating.
Live down in there where you guys are for nothing. Way too many ants on the anthill.
She goes in early, real early, and like 5:30, 6 o'clock. And she can get a lot done because, the VPs aren't in it there. Or the president at that time, and she can get a lot of work done, and there's nobody on the road hardly, and then she gets off at 4:30, so she really doesn't have too much of a traffic problem, you know. I guess Wade Hampton might be a little crowded, but it's not too bad at that time.
Unless she's getting out before 7 o'clock in the morning, Wade Hampton is just anyhow, no matter what time.
It surprised me because, I remember Wade Hampton Boulevard from years gone by, but it never was. I mean, you can be driving down, 1:32 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'd think it was rush hour. And people driving crazy and you know, all the lanes are full, and I mean, but she, you know, come to think of it, she goes down Rutherford Road and cuts down, turns there where, at Shaw Street, turns left and gets on, I guess it's, that's still called Points of Highway right there, you know, right in front of the Channel 4 studios and all that. That's where she goes in because she works on Magby Avenue.
Yep. Well, listen, trying to work on getting an antenna put on my Saturn. And I'm going to drill a couple of holes and play a little bit. I'm going to have so much fun. That way I'll have a radio in my Saturn, too. So I'm going to jump off of here, bud. You have fun. You got tennis tonight?
I went to what I thought was choir practice, but actually what we did was we recorded the service for Sunday, and we were the congregation, and it was really great, and I really worshipped, and it's been, you know, 10 weeks since I've been able to participate with others in the same room in worship. You know, we've been having to watch it on Facebook, and they've done a great job with it, but it was really neat to be able to get together, and they got us, you know, spaced out. They got X's on the chairs. I don't know why they don't just space out the chairs, you know. But anyway, that's the way they're doing it. And so it was really neat. I was scheduled to play at 4:30 and 6, but we got rained out.
It's bad, but hey, you know what? Our church is back in on this coming Sunday. Normal services.
I'm not sure when they're going to start that. I imagine it's going to be soon. You know, the problem with church, especially if you get like I do, a traditional, well, we're not traditional worship, but, you know, a Baptist church, I mean, it's First Baptist Greer, so, you know, there's a lot of elderly people, and they're real faithful, and if churches, if the doors are open, they're going to be there, and they're the ones that shouldn't be there. So, see, that's kind of the conundrum I would have as a pastor. So anyway, there's a guy just stopped in the middle of Wade Hampton. Now he's backing up to go into the Sphinx station. I'm not believing this. I wish I could have my phone out to record it. Unbelievable.
David, you cannot fix stupid.
Daughter, who's a nurse, said you can just say that.
In there on you. Say it again.
And 4RJN.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this 5-0 Mustang wanted to run me, and I just left him about a half a mile back there. Go ahead, John.
I was just listening to you two. You can't fix stupid, but you can use duct tape.
That's right. Just tape their mouths shut and then find a tree to tape them to. That way they're out of the way and out of trouble.
And 4RJN. I just turned on the radio. I heard you two yapping. Thought I'd jump in there when I got a chance, whenever you took a breath.
What's that? Jump in there, Dave.
Oh, man, I'm having too much fun racing this 5-0 over here. I put it in second gear, and we started off side by side. Well, I didn't start off in second, and because it was a rolling start, and I let him give it all he could, and then I pressed it on down and left him.
Out there, bud. John Law's always looking.
Oh, I know. I didn't go over the speed limit, maybe a little bit, but let's just say we got up to the speed limit in a real big hurry. What?
Okay, I give up.
Going to or coming from playing tennis tonight.
I gotta get my heart started again.
Again, to preface that with, are you sitting down and do you have a defibrillator? Because you might need it. Yeah, I did play last night, though. I did a clinic for an hour and a half, and then I had about a two-hour doubles match. And so by the time I got home, I was wore out, but I was ready to play. We were playing two different games tonight, which would have put me, you know, there till, 4:30 to 6 to 7:30. I'd have been through by 7:30 or so. But we got rained out, KB4CBA.
Well, you couldn't play in the bubble, or was that where you had the matches and there was too many people?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, 80 people, so you can only get 8 people in the bubble, so at a time, so, who's gonna choose who the 8 people are? I mean, is that right? Yeah, 8 people.
Yeah, I guess it would get a little crowded in there if you put all 80 at once. Balls flying everywhere. That'd be something to watch.
We've had some clinics in there and had, of course, you only have 4 playing at a time, but you rotate in and out every 2 points, so you're constantly, you know, pretty much constantly moving. That's my backup alarm. You're constantly moving, rotating in or rotating out. So, and it's a lot of fun. You know, we're doing a specific thing that we have to do. You know, you hit it cross court. Or no lobs. No, we have to hit it in the singles. Even though we're playing 2 on each side, we have to hit it in the singles court, not the doubles. So, stuff like that.
I guess if you got all 80 of them in there, in addition to balls flying every which way, you'd be whacking each other in the head with your rackets.
I had a couple of times. Oh, man.
But I'd pay to see that.
That'd make a good YouTube video.
Struggers, if y'all pay, then hey. There's room for you to, you know, be a spectator, so, we'll, and y'all can pick up the balls when we're done.
Yeah, right. We'll get right on that.
Rod, so I'm going to say, auf Wiedersehen, adios, or something. Sure. I can't think of any other language right now. But anyway, y'all have a good evening. Enjoy the QSO. And Steve, I know John's behaving, but Steve, I really need to be talking to your wife. I need to sit down and have a talk with her. But anyway, y'all take care, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA clear.
Steve. We'll catch you tomorrow, Bubby. 73s. John, what else are you up to, Bubba?
Well, now that you ask, I have a very large rock that I need moved, which I don't think there's a human on the planet that can pick that thing up. And I just had a fence installed around the backyard, or part of the backyard. I'm not sure you could get in there with your machine or not. But sometime when you ain't doing nothing and you got a minute, can you swing over my way and take a look at this thing?
Just see what Mr. John Deere can do. As long as your gate is at least 6 feet wide, I can get in there.
I had him put in a double gate so I could get the lawnmower in there, but... It's right up against, or near the house, and it's It's not a huge rock, but it's too big to... I can't move it. I'm not sure how deep it's buried. I'm not sure how far down it goes, but it's a fair-sized rock. And if you're out bopping around one day and in my neighborhood, swing by and let me let you look at it. Tell me what you think.
Problem. I'll swing by. Maybe you can swing by tomorrow. How about that?
Well, I have no particular plans to go anywhere, so yeah, that'd be good.
Listen, I'm trying to mount this lip mount on my little Saturn so I can have a radio in my Saturn. And I'm going to see if I can't get this thing finished up tonight as far as an antenna mount. So I'm going to jump off of here, bud. Trying to behave in the meantime. 73, KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
Behave. That's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black, don't you think?
Hey, we can get anybody to believe anything on the radio. I mean, they don't have to know the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have fun with that antenna. I'll back on out here. KM4RJN, I am clear. 73 Steve.